This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Peltheff. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire. The top diplomat is hoping to lay the groundwork for a resumption in long-stalled peace talks. President Joe Biden says Blinken departs Monday for a short visit to Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt. It will be the Biden administration's highest level in-person meetings on the crisis that erupted this month. The administration was roundly criticized for its perceived hands-off initial response to the deadly violence. Iran and the UN's nuclear watchdog have agreed to extend an agreement for monitoring of Iran's nuclear activities for 1 month. The extension comes amid ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 international agreement that limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said on Monday that the lifting of U.S. sanctions imposed under former President Donald Trump's administration is a legal and moral obligation, not something to be used as leverage in those negotiations. His comments came a day after Secretary Blinken said it is not clear whether Iran will comply with restrictions on its nuclear development program. The European Union is considering shunning Belarus's airspace and banning national carrier Belavia from EU airports. This after Belarusian authorities scrambled a warplane and forced a Ryanair jetliner to land in Minsk. EU leaders strongly condemned Belarus over Sunday's incident, in which a flight from Greece to Lithuania was diverted and a dissident journalist who was on board the plane was arrested. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The investigation into Italy's cable car disaster that killed 14 people will focus on why the lead cable snapped, as well as why the emergency brake didn't engage and stop the cabin from careening backwards. That's according to the lead prosecutor, who is looking into why the cabin then pulled off the support line and crashed to the ground. Verbania prosecutor Olympia Bossi outlined the contours of the investigation as a lone survivor of Sunday's horrific tragedy. A 5-year-old Israeli boy living in Italy remained hospitalized in Turin in intensive care with multiple broken bones. The disaster occurred in one of the most picturesque spots in northern Italy, the Monterone mountaintop overlooking Lake Maggiore and other lakes near Switzerland. Reuters reports Taiwan has criticized what it calls the indifference of the World Health Organization to the health rights of the island's people. The WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, begins its annual meeting Monday in Geneva. But Taiwan has not been invited because it says the assembly has given in to pressure from China. Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Health Minister Chen Xincheng said in a joint statement the WHO should serve the health and welfare of all humanity and not capitulate to the political interests of a certain member. Taiwan is excluded from most international organizations like the WHO because of objections from China, which considers the self-governing island to be part of its territory and not an independent country. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court in person Monday for the first time since the military arrested her when it seized power on February 1st. That according to Myanmar media. One of her lawyers, Min Min So, told the Associated Press by phone that Suu Kyi was able to meet with her defense team before her hearing began at a special court set up inside the city council building in Naypyidaw Tor, the capital. The hearing's purpose was procedural. The lawyers also met with Win Myint, who was president in the government when Suu Kyi led as state counselor and a defendant on some of the same charges she faces. On Sunday, the Wall Street Journal reported that three scientists from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, were admitted to the hospital in November 2019. That's a month before China confirmed its first coronavirus case. The news will likely add fuel to the theory that the virus may have escaped the laboratory. The report is not the first to cite the possibility that China had earlier knowledge of the virus. Read the full story on VOAnews.com.